I'm with Jackie Daniels from the Morecambe Bay Hospital Trust, and on February the 9th, I believe, you had some exciting news, Jackie.
Indeed. Well, I think it was exciting for all the staff and hopefully the volunteers and the patients that use our services, because we got the outcome from our third inspection by the Care Quality Commission, who rated us as good overall, and what was even better was the overall outstanding for caring, which was
that is a fantastic achievement, and well done on that. But there is a notice on the report where it says requires improvements. What is that? Because it's not everything, it's just one section, isn't it?
It's a tiny bit, so it's probably worth reminding people that actually over 3 years we've moved from inadequate overall to requires improvement overall to today's good. But they look at every single service and on every site. So what you will see in the report is that we still require improvement in two areas. The first is around our response to accident emergency. Obviously, nationally, there's a problem in meeting that standard at the moment, and where, like many hospitals, struggling to keep up with the demand. So that's one area. The other area was that we are we're struggling to recruit to sick children's registered nurses. So again, quite a hard to recruit area. Thankfully, we're doing much better as we sit here today. But we can't afford to take our eye off the ball with those two areas.
You can't, can you?
No, not at all.
And I think this was the problem, wasn't it, when we go back 3 years ago, where they were just took their eye off and just things just started to go down a little, and then all of a sudden
every minute of every day. Exactly. I think we've learnt a lot about how to seek assurance, and from our governance systems it was one of the things that the Care Quality Commission commended us on. But you know, we've got really, really robust, rigorous systems in place that as soon as things start to go off track, we're now, you know, highlighting them and putting the corrective action that's needed to bring them back on track.
So the improvement tweaks, is that now been put into place, or is that going to take a few months to get it up to the good or outstanding even? Well, let's hope so.
Well, overall now it's good, and overall for caring it's outstanding. But of course this work never stops, really. So every single day we've got systems now that are designed to make sure that we don't go backwards, in actual fact that we keep improving. But the challenges get greater every year. I've worked in the health service for 38 years now, and no one year is ever the same as the other, and you will know this in your world. You've constantly got to keep up with new technology, new demand, different challenges. We've got a lot less funding than we would like at the moment. So all of those things just mean that it's like painting the fourth bridge. It's never, ever done, in actual fact.
I know, probably one patient actually asked me the other day, what are the cranes doing here? That was at the Westmoreland General Hospital. Now, I'm led to believe it's an MRI scanner. Am I correct?
You are, indeed, yes. We're fortunate enough to have an MRI scanner on site, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
News.
Absolutely brilliant. So when's that going to be opening up?
Well, that's available. MRI scanning is available now. So we've had a kind of temporary facility. So it's in place now, but it will become a permanent feature. Obviously, we do such a lot of day case surgery in particular. Quite a lot of patients come in for outpatient appointments. So it's essential, really.
So where do you see the trust in the next 5 years then? Because naturally, you must work ahead. You must have a plan in place.
Indeed.
To make it even better.
Yeah, indeed. So we have got to keep our eye on the ball in terms of patient safety and quality. We've actually got to keep improving. We won't stop until the staff have said to me, we don't stop until we get outstanding overall. There are very few trusts in the country with that rating at the moment, but that's where we're aspiring to get to. We want to make sure that we've got 7-day coverage for patients, so it doesn't matter what time or of night or day, what day of the week they come in for care and treatment, that we've got the staffing, the equipment, the buildings to give that treatment. We've got some challenges with our estate. So on all three sites, actually, probably Lancaster being the most challenged. So we've got quite a lot going on in terms of refurbishment, rebuilding over the next few years, which hopefully people will start to see, which will improve their experience. But also we're working with our Bay Health and Care partners to join up care, to make sure that whether you're seen in your general practice, in your GP surgery, or by a community team, all of those healthcare professionals are talking to one another and responding to patient needs. So that's quite a big, in my jargon, transformational plan, but that is making a really big difference today, and that we'll continue to work on.
Brilliant. Now, talking of Lancaster, is the car parking going to be sorted out? Because it's a bit of a nightmare when you've got to go to Lancaster Hospital and you end up parking up somebody's street.
Indeed.
Across the road.
Very irritating for those local residents. Really awful when you've got to get to an appointment on time. It will be sorted. The problem we've had is gaining planning permission. And we've had problems with bats and a number of other things that have prevented us moving ahead as quickly as we might want to. But I was briefed last week on that, and I hope that we'll be bringing something to the board for approval March or April, so in the next couple of months. And that work can't happen soon enough. I went to Blackpool last week for a meeting, and they've got a really great, not just a car park, which is really fit for purpose, but they've got a great front entrance, which again is something that we're thinking about.
Yes, I must admit, I have been at Blackpool, and it's just like going in an airport lounge.
It's excellent,
isn't
excellent.
It? And
really
the car
good
parking, I've never had a problem yet in Blackpool.
That's exactly what we want here.
Which is what we really need,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah.
Can
it
I
is.
Just ask you some questions about A&E and how most weekends, David is sending me an email to say that the trust is under pressure, and the, you know, asking people, if you haven't got to go to A&E, then don't. Mm. Is this going to be resolved at any point?
I think the system's under huge pressure. Something definitely has changed on a national basis over the last 12 months. And it's really difficult. No one has been able to pinpoint one causative factor. But we know people are getting older, and as they're getting ageing, that they've got multiple disorders often. We know that there's been funding cuts in social care, so unfortunately people aren't getting the level of care and treatment out of hospital that they need. And we know also that there's been problems in general practice. So I think all of those factors mean that A&E is often the only place for people to go. But as you rightly say, often there are other means. Actually visiting a pharmacy can often be of great help. GP practices are open slightly longer these days. So again, we're trying to signpost people there. So there is no quick fix. And, you know, at the moment, there's a lot of discussion with the government about additional funding, which I think in the medium term is definitely required.
Very good. Now then, little birdie tells me, Jackie, that you are ninth in something. Now, what is this? You've got to tell us now.
I was hoping you wouldn't mention that. So it's the Health Service Journal list of the top 50 chief executives in the country. And it's a really interesting process. So I don't know really how I came to be on that list, but if you look on the website, it's to do with the Care Quality Commission rating of your organisation. It's to do with what you've managed to influence nationally. It's to do with your profile. It's to do with all of those things. So I feel slightly embarrassed about it, I have to say, but pleased to be on the list nevertheless, because I hopefully it's good for the organisation. The problem is now the pressure to stay on the list and to
be number eight.
To be number eight, indeed.
You've got to go up that list, you see.
I know. Well, I might need to, you know, some help in doing that, because it's, you know, it's filled with great leaders. So
well done.
Big privilege. Thank you.
Well done from everybody.
Thank you.
You know. And thank you very much for your time, Jackie.
That's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always.